Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The first baseman, Joakuel. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Joakuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. QL reaches third base with a triple. Hayes goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal strikes out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. QL scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Siebert moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Siebert scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Hayes moves to third. Chapman moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hayes tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani takes first base on ball 4. Newsom moves to second. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up towards third. Lottigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Markham pinch hits for Bill Dietrich. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Markham now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosenthal hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. QL moves to second. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nagel hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Newsom hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Nagel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0-for-1 in the game. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lodigiani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross bunts towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. Lodigiani moves to second. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Moses reaches second base with a double. Lodigiani scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moses moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Moses steals home. It's 6-2, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. QL takes first base on ball 4. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosenthal moves to second. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbacher hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nagel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Athletics. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Newsom hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Appling reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling moves to third. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-3, Athletics. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0 for 2 in the game. Markham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ollie Bijma now playing second base. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosenthal hits a line drive towards first. Siebert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Nagel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Chapman moves to second. It's 10-3, Athletics. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Newsom bunts towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to third. Nagel moves to second. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Chapman scores. Nagel moves to third. Two outs. It's 11-3, Athletics. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0-for-3 in the game. Steinbacher hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson, who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling tags and scores. Two outs. It's 11-4, Athletics. Norm Schluter pinch hits for Mike Tresh. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter hits a ball on the ground towards second. Nagel picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Nagel. Schluter moves to second. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic now playing center field. Norm Schluter now catching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hayes hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 13-4, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 13, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.